This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Propelled in part by the wildly contagious Omicron variant, the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 hit 900,000 Friday. That's less than 2 months after eclipsing 800,000. The two-year total, as compiled by Johns Hopkins University, is greater than the population of several U.S. states, I should say U.S. cities. The milestone comes more than 13 months into a vaccination drive that has been beset by misinformation and political legal strife. The White House is responding to a joint statement issued by the leaders of Russia and China, who had declared their opposition to any expansion of NATO and affirmed that the island of Taiwan is part of China. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said U.S. President Joe Biden believed that a destabilizing conflict in Europe would impact China's interest all over the world, and certainly China should know that. Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping issued a joint statement highlighting what they called an interference in the internal affairs of other states, as both leaders face criticism from Washington over their foreign and domestic policies. The French president and German chancellor are now scheduled to head to Moscow and Kiev in the coming weeks, adding to the diplomatic efforts to try to deter Russian President Vladimir Putin from launching an invasion of Ukraine and finding a way out of growing tensions there. France's Emmanuel Macron is scheduled to visit Moscow on Monday and Kiev on Tuesday, while Germany's Olaf Scholz will travel to Kiev on February 14th and Moscow on February 15th. This is VOA News. When helicopters carrying some 50 U.S. commandos landed in Syria an hour after midnight, the raiders confronted a house full of extremists and children as well. There were comforts inside for stuffed penny bunnies, a plastic swing, and a crib. So was paraphernalia of violence, including the bomb that Islamic State's leader is said to have used to blow up himself, his family, and perhaps others as well. It was a raid in an extremist stronghold. The raid was months in the works and executed with the understanding that children might die, as well as the hunted IS chief, if the building's occupants did not get out when given the opportunity. The military investigation into the deadly attack during the Afghanistan evacuation has concluded that a suicide bomber carrying 20 pounds of explosives packed with ball bearings acted alone, and that the deaths of more than 170 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members were not preventable. The blast at Abbey Gate outside the Kabul airport on August 26th killed 11 U.S. Marines, a sailor, and a soldier who were screening the thousands of Afghans frantically trying to get into one of the crowded flights leaving the country after the Taliban takeover. Officials said earlier thoughts that it was a complex attack involving gunfire were unfounded. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for that attack. And this was the week that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hoped to get a grip on his government after weeks of scandal. By Friday, he was struggling to hang on after a scathing report on lockdown-breaching parties and the departure of several top aides. Johnson was rocked Thursday by the resignation of his policy chief, Munira Mirza, a trusted advisor who worked with him for more than a decade. Mirza stood by the prime minister amid what was called Partygate revelations that Johnson and his staff broke the rules they had imposed in the rest of the country. But she said Johnson's accusation this week and that an opposition leader had failed to stop a notorious pedophile was the final straw. U.S. President Joe Biden and the White House were bracing for bad economic news, but instead they got a pleasant surprise Friday. The U.S. economy had powered through the Omicron wave of coronavirus and posted 467,000 new jobs in January. It's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.